Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The appointed gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter, serves as the basis for our meditation this morning in this commemoration of St. James and St. John. You may be seated. We heard read from that text a few moments ago. Jesus said, "Can you drink the cup I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" "We can," they answered. Thus far the text. To my fellow redeemed in Christ Jesus, 20 years ago, I graduated from this institution, received a call, and have served in the parish ever since. Standing in this pulpit is one of those things that, when I was here, terrified me. After 20 years, the fear factor goes down. And I look at you this morning, for the most part, much younger than I. And so the question I have for you today is, so, gentlemen, you want to be a pastor? I was asked that very same question by my home pastor before I left my good life in Indianapolis and made the trip to Fort Wayne. So you want to be a pastor? So it is, I'm supposing, that when it's all said and done, you want to be in a position of authority and of leadership. You do know that all you need to do is to drink from this cup. Oh, and by the way, once you drink from this cup, you also need to be prepared to perhaps suffer and even to die. After all, such was the fate awaiting James and John, and for that matter, all of Jesus' disciples and his followers. Today we focus on these sons of Zebedee who wanted positions of power and of authority in the kingdom of glory. After all, they, along with Peter, were seen as Jesus' inner circle, as his confidants. They were there and saw him in his full glory on the Mount of Transfiguration. They witnessed him in his full humanity in the Garden of Gethsemane. They were there. And they observed Jesus praying to his heavenly Father to remove the cup that was set before him. For Jesus knew that his was the cup of death. And yet it was the Father's will, and therefore Jesus' will, that the cup not be taken from him. And our Lord drank the cup. He suffered. He died. Such suffering and death is for anyone who would be his disciple and who also must be willing to drink from the cup. This also is the cup from which James and his brother John said that they would be able also to drink. James and John did indeed drink from the cup of suffering, as did the rest of the disciples, even Judas. The sons of thunder, so noted for their fiery temper, would suffer much for the sake of the gospel in their very short lives. John was exiled to the remote island of Patmos for the remainder of his life. And his brother, older brother, James, in the year 42 AD, was put to death by the sword by orders of King Herod. The bride of Christ, the New Testament church, which was now less than 20 years old, you might say just finishing going through the puberty stage, as it were, and yet begetting more children for her bridegroom, Christ Jesus. And yet the Jews wanted this young bride killed, just as they had killed her bridegroom. Jesus Christ, though, rose on the third day, despite their efforts. And even as they put the Lord's body on the cross, the Jews wanted to also kill the entire body of Christ, one member at a time. So Herod, seeking to please the unbelieving Jews, executed James shortly, and just think of the timing here, shortly before the Passover. And what was St. James' crime, you ask? He confessed the name of Jesus. He drank from the cup. He became a martyr. And that word martyr is interesting because it comes from the Greek word which means to witness. St. James was indeed a witness. He was a witness to the Lord's words and to his miracles. He was a witness to the Lord's resurrection. He was one of the first disciples and witnessed for 3 years what Jesus taught. He saw it all. He heard it all. He had firsthand knowledge of this itinerant preacher. And he told others the good news about Jesus and what he was to do. Legend holds that James went to Spain, and when he came back, he made his final witness for Christ with his very life. Another legend has it that James' executioner even begged his forgiveness, having seen the faith at work in James that was displayed on the way to the gallows. And according to that legend, James turned to him and said, "Peace be with you." And gave to him the kiss of peace, and for that they were both executed. However, there is no evidence to support either of these legends. But these legends spread as a testament to James' faith, even unto his death. James, the only apostle whose martyrdom is recorded in Scripture, received his reward. You might be asking, what reward is there in being killed by a sword? Probably none. But James' reward came as he passed over from death into everlasting life, leaving his veil of tears and entering to eternal life with his Lord Jesus. "Well done, O good and faithful servant," our Lord probably said to him. For James was faithful unto death, as the Holy Spirit had enabled him. And to all of you, our God calls us to be faithful, but not only does he call us to be faithful, he gives us the means to be faithful. Stop and think back to your days of catechism. Remember the explanation to the third article? We cannot, by our own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called us by the gospel, enlightened us with his gifts, sanctified and kept us in the one true faith, as per Dr. Luther. You see, our Lord so greatly desires that we be faithful to him, and that we be with him, that he himself gives us the means to do so. He gives each and every one of you the strength to make a public confession at your confirmation. On that day, you promise to continue steadfast in that confession and in the church, and to suffer all, remember those words? Even death. Rather than fall away from it. And also to faithfully conform all of your life to the divine word, an action to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even unto death. That day, my friends, you drank from the cup from which the Lord and St. James also drank. The Lord brought you to that moment, and he handed you the cup. He would not have given it to you had he not first drunk from it. Jesus took the cup his heavenly Father had given to him. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane that the cup would be taken from him, but that the Father's will be done. The Lord drank this cup for you, for this cup led to his suffering and his death. He suffered for you and for me. He died for you and for me. He drank this cup of suffering and death for you so that you would not suffer the consequences of eternal condemnation. So that you would not suffer the eternal condemnation that he endured on the cross. Separated, as it were, from his heavenly Father, the same Father to whom you now have access in Jesus' name. Christ then rose. So that you may have life, eternal life, and that you may have it to the full in his name. He rose so that you would get to tell the full story of his goodness and of his love for his creation. He gives us his body to eat and the cup of his blood to drink in this his supper. Remember the words, given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. And in this sacred meal, our Lord gives to you his forgiveness. He gives you life, for there is life in the blood. He strengthens and he preserves you steadfast in the one true faith unto life everlasting. He strengthens you. He equips you to do the work that he gives to you. Jesus and James drank the same blood from the same cup. Drank that blood from the cup of life. And now James has received his eternal reward. And so today as we gather to commemorate St. James, we thank God for the ministry that he had given to him. And also for the ministry of word and sacrament that he continues to give to his church today. For through these means of grace, our Lord equips us to do every good work, to care for and to serve one another in Christian love, both now and forever. My dear friends in Christ, may God continue to strengthen you so that you also may drink of this cup, that you may serve in his kingdom. May God grant this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your heart and your mind through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.